Round 5 of competition over the weekend in the women's. It was La Trobe 2-1-13 going down to Wynyard 6-4-40 and Ulverston 4-4-28 keeping Devonport scoreless on 0. The latter has Ulverston on top on 16, still undefeated. Penguin on 12, Devonport on 8, Wynyard on 8 and La Trobe yet to win a game. Round 6 of games this weekend we'll see Devonport hosting La Trobe and Penguin travel to Wynyard to play the Cats. In the men's competition over the weekend, wins to Penguin, to Wynyard and also to Devonport. Penguin 13-10-88 defeated Burnie 7-12-54. There's not much in this game up until three quarter time. Penguin led by 15 points, but 4-1 in the last quarter.
Yeah, exactly, Martin. A very healthy and vocal crowd turned up for this clash between the two Blues and Burnie, and Burnie showed their class in the first quarter, looked to use the ball a bit better than the home team. But the loss of star midfielder Martin Bailey Bogue just before quarter time with a suspected knee injury obviously hampered the Dockers, and enabling Penguin to square or to kick 3-3 in the second term to 1-3 to square the game at half time. I mean, Penguin added 9-4 in the second half to Burnie's 3-6 to run out convincing winners by 34 points. Best for Penguin included skipper Jack Templeton, who capped off a great display of high marking with 5 goals. Liam Viney on a wing continued his great form of late, finding plenty of leather, while youngsters Tyson Weller and Julian Brown were resolute in the back half. Former Circular head coach Matt Elliott picked up possessions at will in an on-ball capacity, while Daniel Oates, a last-minute replacement for Dylan Bramich, kicked 3 great goals to justify his inclusion. I know I say it most weeks, but for Burnie, none tried harder than ageing veteran Nick McKenna in the ruck. On ballers Nick and Harry Walters are also prominent, along with youngsters Joshua Murray and defender Josh Gale. All in all, Martin, a great game at Dial Park with Penguin a deserved winner.
Yeah, a shame that Bailey Bogue's injured because he had an opportunity, I believe, to go and play in the VFL, and that may not happen now, of course, and I'd imagine that he would probably be in the representative side to play the South in a few weeks' time.
Yes, that injury will unfortunately keep him out of the rep side.
Okay. Let's go to the La Trobe and Wynyard game now. And Wynyard 13-13-91. Defeated La Trobe 9-16-70. Again, not a lot in it, 21 points at the end. But I tell you what, La Trobe, they haven't won a game yet, but by gee, they can be. They deserve a lot of credit for the way they took it up to Wynyard on Saturday.
Yeah, they certainly did. La Trobe put together their best overall effort for the year in pushing the fourth place Wynyard and finally going down by that 21 points. La Trobe came out with real purpose in the third term to kick 3-5 to Wynyard's 1-4 and reduce the Cats' lead to just 15 points. And then the Demons gave Wynyard a fright by kicking the first 2 goals of the final term to get within 3 points before the Cats awoke, if you like, from their hibernation, with North Launceston recruit Sharon Egger posting 2 majors within 5 minutes, and a further sealer by Harry McIver blew the final winning margin out to 2 points. Best for Wynyard were midfielders Sam Gleeson, Zach Marshall and Zach Smith, along with backman Keegan Weller, and youngster Noah Fleming and Ren Smith. Sharon Egger topped the Cats' goal kicking with 3 majors. The Trobe coach, Nick Hizzazidis, would have been elated by his team's improved showing. In particular, the efforts of Joe Robinson, Blake Weeks, Dylan Goss, Lachlan Warren, and returning veterans Kurt Hansen and Sean McCrossan, with Big Jay Smith playing primarily in attack, and he was the top goal kicker for the Demons with 3 goals.
Yeah, good to see Tristan Weeks kicking 2 goals as well. He's played a lot of football at Wesley Vale over the years, and it's good to see him trying himself at the higher level.
Yeah, he's a good lad, actually.
Indeed. Ulverston and Devonport, this was a pretty one-sided game, this one. Devonport ran out easy winners, 23-14-152. They led by 58 points at half-time.
They did, and a ruthless ladder-leading Devonport. They showed Ulverston no mercy after crushing the Robins by 121 points. Devonport coach Kurt Byard was pleased with the four-quarter performance by his team. In particular, the efforts of on-baller Luke Keep, big ruckman Jacob Marshall, and forwards Caleb Van Buren, Fletcher Kelly, Joey Chaplin, and Bainan Lowe, with the forwards kicking 14 goals between them. Ulverston coach Stephen French, well, he acknowledged Devonport's superiority, but He's acutely aware that it will take the better part of this season and beyond to educate and improve his young team to the necessary level, Martin, to trouble the league's heavyweights. French would have been, nonetheless, proud of the efforts of youngsters Braden DeVries, Tyson Slatter and Kurt Phillips, along with veteran follower Luke Dyson, Justin Clark and 200 senior gamer Travis Davis. Just on Travis Davis, he's been a very popular and loyal servant for the Robins and a representative for the NWFL in the past. Also had a stint with the Burnie Dockers in the statewide league, so we congratulate him on putting 200 senior games together.
Yeah, he's a great player, a great ornament for the game, to use a well-used phrase in that one. Interesting, from Devonport's point of view, Kurt Byard would have been happy with the fact that they had 10 different goal scorers. Six of those were multiples. It makes it very hard to defend against if you're opposition as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. And as I said earlier, when you're a young side, you seem to be always chasing the opposition. But the Robins will learn from this. And Stephen French, as I said, he knows where they're at this particular stage. So let's hope they improve in the not-too-distant future.
And continue to do so. Devonport, as you mentioned, on top of the ladder on 16 points. Penguin on 16. Burnie on 12. Wynyard on 12. It's very tight with the top four. Ulverston outside with just the one win. And Latrobe yet to open their account. Next week's games, Devonport versus Latrobe, Ulverston at home against Burnie, Wynyard hosting Penguin. You'll preview those with the boys in breakfast on Friday. But you did tell me off air, Kim, you've got a bit more news about the representative side, and it's a bit more than just saying Bailey Bogue's out of the team.
Yeah, well, firstly, Martin, the representative game will take place at the Ulverston Recreation Ground on the 15th of May. There'll be a senior game, of course, and the under-19s. Unfortunately, the NWFL rep side have lost informed players in Bailey Bogue, who you alluded to earlier, Jay Van Essen, Callum Kabicki, Zane Murphy and Jacob Hamill to injury. So the new additions or replacements into the squad include the Burnie trio of Nicholas Delaney. Nicholas, of course, played with East Devonport last year. Josh Gale and Harry Walters, along with Devonport defensive pair of Liam Williams and Ben Blacklow. So five good additions, but, we've lost five good players.
Yeah, it's good we've got the depth, though, to be able to call on those other guys. I mean, any one of those you'd gladly have in your side every week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you certainly would. And the good thing about NWFL squad, as Coach Brett Plant has pointed out, is our guys put their hand up every time there's a rep side to play. So there's real passion in the Northwest.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that game in Ulverston in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for your time today, Kim, as always. As I said, you'll preview this weekend's round with the boys in breakfast on Friday. We'll catch up on Monday.
Thanks very much, Martin. Cheers, mate.